From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the Supreme Court today, a debate about patriotism, God, and country. The issue was the Pledge of Allegiance and two words inserted in it 50 years ago. The pledge was created in 1892 as a secular expression of patriotism. Congress added the words under God in 1954, the height of the Cold War, to differentiate American democracy from godless communism. Today, those words faced a constitutional test before the High Court. An NPR legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg, was there.
But the law is we are endowed by our Creator.
The scene on the steps of the Supreme Court was raucous, with ministers and atheists vying for the microphone. But inside, the focus was on Michael Newdow and his legal challenge to the pledge in the public school setting. Newdow, a devoted atheist, objected to his daughter being subjected to the pledge with the words under God in the public schools.
I am a parent. I have an absolute right to know that when my child goes to the public schools, she's not going to be indoctrinated with any religious dogma.
The mother of Newdow's daughter, Sandra Banning, however, disagrees.
The words under God do not turn the pledge into a prayer. It is maintained as an expression of our tradition and the values that we hold dear.
Their disagreement surfaced in the midst of a custody dispute in which the mother won primary custody. But a federal appeals court agreed with Newdow that the words under God in the pledge express a clear belief in monotheism. And the court said, when used in a daily public school recitation, the words have a coercive effect on impressionable youngsters who must choose between reciting the pledge or being seen as outsiders. The Bush administration appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and today, Solicitor General Ted Olson told the justices first that Newdow had no right to bring the legal challenge, since the child's mother won from the family court the right to make such decisions for her child. Several justices questioned that assertion, noting that even non-custodial parents have the right to influence their child's upbringing. Turning to the merits of the case, Olson said that by his count, 14 justices since 1954 have said that the pledge is a patriotic exercise. There's a difference, he said, between a prayer, which clearly would not be permitted in school, and a ceremonial exercise. Justice Stevens, do you think that the words under God and the pledge have the same meaning today as they did when they were added to the pledge? Answer, yes and no. The reference to under God is an acknowledgement of the religious basis of the framers of the Constitution. It has the same significance as it did in 1954, but the ceremonial rendition of the pledge over the years would cause a reasonable person to conclude that this is not a religious invocation or supplication. Arguing the case for Michael Newdow was Newdow himself. An emergency room doctor with a law degree, Newdow gave what was widely viewed as a virtuoso performance in his own behalf, even though he's never argued any case in court except his own. Still, the justices voiced considerable skepticism about his position. Every school morning, Newdow told the court, government agents, teachers, have their students stand up and pledge allegiance to the country under God. I am an atheist, and every day my daughter is being told that I am wrong. Justice Kennedy, you're asking the court to exercise the breathtaking power to invalidate the pledge, but it's your daughter who would bear the brunt of the public outrage. Answer, I have the right as her father not to have her raise her hand and say her father is wrong. Justice O'Connor, but this isn't a prayer. Newdow, citing a recent presidential letter, replied, President Bush says it is. Chief Justice Rehnquist, dismissively, we don't have to follow that. Rehnquist continued, what if the school required students to sing God Bless America? Answer, that would be fine if it were one of a number of songs. Justice O'Connor, we have so many references to God in our daily lives. This court's proceedings begin with the words, God save this honorable court. I suppose you would find that invalid? Answer, no. No one is asked to affirm their belief in God. Justice Kennedy, your daughter is not required to pledge allegiance under God in school either. Justice Ginsburg, no child has to say it. Answer, it's coercion, though, a huge imposition on a small child to ask her to refuse. Justice Breyer, perhaps, though, in a broad civic context, under God is meant to refer to something of a supreme being and to include virtually everybody. Justice Souter, what do you make of the argument that the affirmation under God in the midst of this civic exercise is so tepid, so diluted and far from prayer that it is beneath the constitutional radar screen? The argument is that the religious content is close to disappearing. Answer, that's not the view I take. Every time I hear the pledge, it's like being slapped in the face. We don't need the words under God in the pledge. We got through two world wars and the Depression without it. Chief Justice Rehnquist, was it divisive in 1954? What was the vote? Answer, I believe it was unanimous. Rehnquist, that doesn't sound divisive. Answer, that's because no atheist can be elected to public office in this country. Those words provoked an amazing reaction in the courtroom. Applause from spectators. An angry Chief Justice Rehnquist warned the crowd that another such outburst would result in the courtroom being cleared, and the spectators remained silent for the duration. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.